You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It is Friday, which means it is time for our Set Apart to Serve conversation. We get to talk with the whole family today, so I'm excited to chat with parents and a student today and learn more about their interests and how Set Apart to Serve and other things throughout our church body, like Christ Academy, has been a part of their lives. Today's episode of The Coffee Hour is underwritten in part by Concordia University Chicago. You can learn more about Concordia University Chicago by visiting cuchicago.edu. Joining us today, the Seek family, we have Kevin and Jennifer on the phone. Kevin and Jennifer, welcome to The Coffee Hour.
Hello.
Hi, thank you.
And Keith is joining us online. Keith, welcome to The Coffee Hour.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
So, Keith, let's start with you. How has your family had such a strong influence on your faith and shaping your faith formation?
Yes, that's a good question. Thank you. Starting with the example of my parents, my father really led by example, and my mother, because we've been homeschooled, really had a more active approach, but she really led from a compassionate and deep heart with a desire for the truth. In a silent but authoritative way, my father never left it to a question whether or not we would go to church. Even so, there was never an episode where I was compelled to go to church by force or, you know, demand. But when I was sick, it was my decision to stay home. Of course, I abused this grace, like, at times. But more often than not, I would go to church despite an illness that I was dealing with, because the pew fellowship I had with my family meant so much to me.
Tell us more about that, your faith formation as a family growing up into high school, and the kinds of things that that really shaped your faith in your family faith culture.
Yes. So at home, Dad would lead Bible study regularly on Tuesdays and Fridays. We also had a family Bible study on Sundays, but that was a good example of how the family could come together and study God's word together. Wednesdays were always a church afternoon/evening. We would be either in some youth group or catechism class and go to evening prayer or whatever was offered at the time.
So I understand that you participated in Christ Academy. Where did you first learn about Christ Academy at Concordia Theological Seminary?
Yes, I first learned about Christ Academy from my church. My older brother had the opportunity to attend there before I did, and I was very excited to see him have the opportunity. I followed in his footsteps a couple years later, and it's been really fun ever since.
So what interested you in this program? I know your brother participated in it. What did he tell you about it that made it interesting to you?
Well, that's a great question. Not only my brother, but three of my older sisters also attended before me. So I had all my older siblings really experiencing Christ Academy before I did, even to the point where I thought that I didn't want to go to Christ Academy for a little while, just because I didn't know it was too conventional. But once I finally got around to it, it was really one of the best decisions that I made in my young high school life. This was just after freshman year, and I really am grateful for how the Christ Academy was able to encourage me in what I wanted to pursue.
Okay, so tell us about your experiences at Christ Academy and how that helped shape you and help you decide to pursue pastoral ministry.
Great question. The formation I received at Christ Academy was almost exclusively a phenomenal amount of encouragement from my peers and from the professors there. The encouragement from the peers looked like wonderful understanding relationships with boys my age, and most importantly, with boys considering a common goal. The encouragement from my professors looked a little different, but we would have conversations over lunch or dinner. They would teach compelling subject matters, and most importantly, they had belief that my fellow students were there for a purpose, and that purpose was to prepare men for seminary. Sometimes the classes required homework or more effort on our part, and in the summer, it's like, who wants to do any homework? But honestly, the way the professors took us seriously and encouraged us was one of the most confidence-building experiences that I had in my life. Not to mention all the wonderful games we'd play, the services we'd attend. The main strength of Christ Academy is the community and the relationships you build with men, young men of your age, and with professors there.
So how has that now perhaps changed how you think, or maybe you mentioned building relationships. Have you stayed connected with some of your fellow classmates from Christ Academy since then? What's different now that you've been a part of Christ Academy?
Well, different now is almost everything. And funny anecdote, I know we can transition to this later, but I have about 7 or 8 fellow classmates at Concordia, Nebraska, who I also shared class time with at Christ Academy. So I like to think that we have a little Christ Academy in Nebraska now. But one of the strengths that the 4 years of Christ Academy really changed in my life was I could live out my conviction to be a pastor. I could be comfortable with publicly saying it, with kind of live, you know, walking the walk and talking the talk, and accept the fact that I wanted my identity to become a pastor. Now, everywhere else in life, you don't go spouting about like, oh, I just want to be a pastor, or I want to do X, Y, or Z, because it's harder to live it out. But without the opportunity to live in that identity for, you know, I guess it was a month now of over the past 4 years on campus, really solidified both my conviction and it made me a whole lot more comfortable with the idea.
Christ Academy happens during high school. How did that shift or affect or all of those things, your mindset, your mentality through high school, thinking about intentional formation to becoming a pastor later in your education? How did going to Christ Academy every summer kind of change how you approached high school?
That's a great question. Christ Academy allowed me and taught everyone the path that we needed to get to seminary. So it was an understood concept. Hey, you need to take your studies seriously in high school, get into college, graduate with a bachelor's degree, and then pursue the ministry at one of our 2 seminaries. The path was clear after that. Before then, the path wasn't clear. I knew I was interested in the ministry. I didn't know what it would take and how to get there. I think the knowledge of the path, the process it takes, really transformed my high school, because I knew if I did well in high school, got into college, did well in that, then I was on the way to achieving my dream.
So where did that lead you then in your choices for education for the future?
I mentioned that I have a lot of Christ Academy friends here at Concordia, Nebraska, and that was a certain factor for coming here. But my choices for education in the future were predicated on the ability to have good professors and environment around me, which would encourage me and continue to push me to learn the necessary intellectual skills and spiritual growth that the church needs now and in the future.
So where are you in your education at Concordia University, Nebraska?
Yes, I'm a freshman. I just finished almost 3 weeks into my freshman year. So it's been really fun so far. My decision to attend Concordia. What contributed to it was my ability to get on the cross country and track team. I've really loved running with my teammates there. I'm also involved in choir, and I love choir a lot because I get to sing Lutheran hymns and liturgy and actually like what I'm singing. It really is a great way to teach by music.
Tell us what you're studying, what kind of classes you have in just a short few weeks into your first semester. What kinds of things are you doing?
Yes, I love my New Testament class. That's my favorite class so far. I also told you I'm in choir, cross country, and track. I have other classes, just general ed, but the last couple of weeks I've done a really good job getting involved on campus in things like Bible studies. I have a Fellowship of Christian Athletes meeting every Tuesday night. There's actually some swing dancing going on Monday nights and pre-sem meetings on Wednesday nights. So I've really been impressed and very grateful for the community that I found myself in once I got on campus.
That is a very full schedule. Now, you mentioned all good things in college, though. You mentioned pre-seminary. What are you majoring in at Nebraska?
Yes. So my major is a little unconventional. I think I'm the only person on campus who's majoring in journalism and enrolling in the pre-sem program at the same time. My reason for this is that I believe I will do my best in a subject area that I have passion for. I love journalism and have a lot of interest for journalism. Now, the skills you might learn in a journalism major are different from like a classical liberal arts or a theology, but I trust that education at the seminary will take care of theology in large part, and that because I'm doing what I love right now, I will have more ability to accomplish it with success.
I might mention that KFUO Radio offers internships every semester. Just gonna briefly share that as we get ready
to shameless plug.
Next segment. We'll continue the conversation. We're going to talk with Keith's parents, Kevin and Jennifer, in just a moment. You're listening to Set Apart to Serve on the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
I'm Dr. Russell Dawn, president of Concordia University Chicago. I'm thrilled to announce the Prepared to Serve Church Professional Guarantee. Any new student in one of CUC's six church work programs will pay no more than $5,000 in annual tuition and required fees, guaranteed. Prepared to Serve is a donor-funded initiative. Support future church work students by becoming a funding partner at cuchicago.edu/prepared-to-serve. Concordia University Chicago. With Christ at the center, we stand tall for the church.
Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It is our Set Apart to Serve conversation on this Friday here on the Coffee Hour. And we are talking with the Seek family. We've been talking with Keith, who is a student, a freshman at Concordia University, Nebraska. He attended Christ Academy at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, and now a pre-seminary student at Concordia University, Nebraska. And he mentioned earlier that his family, his parents, have been such a key part of his faith formation and also his interest in studying theology and going to seminary and becoming a pastor. His involvement with Christ Academy, as well as his siblings, also were a key part of that, he mentioned earlier. So now we get to talk with mom and dad. We're talking with Jennifer Seek, who we get to talk with them, introduce them a little bit earlier. We're going to talk with them more and hear more about their perspective. So Jennifer, who shaped you and your faith? And that how that then in turn shaped how you wanted to raise your family.
Oh, thank you, Andy. And thank you for having us on the Coffee Hour, a favorite show from KFUO, with especially my daughters. They were overjoyed that we would be on. So thank you. And who formed my personal Lutheran faith? First of all, Kevin, my husband. And I must shout out to Theodore John Seek, Kevin's dad. He's in Pittsburgh now, but he instilled in Kevin and now in me a love for Lutheran, particularly the small catechism and the things that make us Lutheran, the clarity and beauty of our Christian faith.
Kevin, what about you? Who shaped your Christian faith and why is that so important to you?
It's my father and mother. Pastors and teachers we've had along the way. So
why was it important to you to pass that along to your children?
If you're not giving your kids a Christian faith, then you're prepping them for things that are terminal. The word of the grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of the Lord endures forever. That's the only thing that you can give your children that's going to last longer than this life on this benighted planet.
Kevin, what are some examples of ways that you've been able to do that at home, to pass on that faith, to raise them up in God's word? What are some examples of what you do as a family?
Unless the Lord builds a house, the builders labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchmen stand guard in vain. I don't really raise my kids. I mean, God does it. You look at this and when your kids, like Keith, you see them living in a godly way. It's just what hath God wrought moment when you step back and look at it sometimes. But by my own reason and strength, I can't really do much for them. What are we intentional about? We've been intentional about trying to bring people to church and put the word of God in a place in our lives that's there on Sunday morning, but also throughout the week. I don't have a 12-step program for raising kids. Sorry. Not even a 2-stepper, give him the word and let him do the work.
Jennifer, Keith mentioned that you were instrumental in homeschooling and shaping him in that way. Tell us about those experiences and what you tried to instill in the kids in homeschooling and teaching them the faith.
Right. Well, first, I want to encourage other mothers out there, no matter what educational choice, God made you unique. God gave you things that you love. God gave you personality traits and gifts. And fear not, because to share those with the kids. I mean, for me, I was a public school music teacher, then a private school music teacher for quite a few years there. And then we came home and homeschooled when I started having children. And I just believed, because of the poetry and the music that my family instilled in me when I was a child, my mother and my dad, I have good things to give. And then God gave me faith through the holy work of the Holy Spirit. So what an exciting place to start. And then we always thought we'd homeschool 1 year at a time and see if it served our family well. We never looked back, because we found that there were fewer pitfalls or things to pull the children away from the scripture and from just the joy of being together as a family. I wanted my children to be peaceful with each other, loving with each other, and kind to each other. So I did discipline them, and I was firm against things that don't help your family loyalty. So I really wanted the children to be good friends.
As Keith started looking at Christ Academy and then Concordia University, Nebraska, preparing to go to seminary to become a pastor, what were your thoughts as a parent? And we'll get Kevin's perspective as well. Jennifer, what were your thoughts as Keith was starting to think about becoming a pastor and the education that would be included in that process?
Right. Well, all of our children, we have seven kids, and so far, six out of seven have attended Christ Academy. Christ Academy was an experience for us where we knew, in fact, in the beginning, mothers were allowed to come. The first one that was very beginning program, moms went. So I even got to participate the first time. And I saw that the young people would be taken seriously, that the young people weren't fed pablum. They were given great theology and they were taken seriously. And I wanted that sort of treatment for each one of the kids. It was worth it for us to do that. The Holy Spirit grew Keith's desire. Keith had said that he was encouraged by his grandpa, my daddy, said, hey, you should be a pastor one day. And so that story was shared around. There's a little bit of family folklore.
Kevin, how about you? When it was clear that Keith was interested in studying to become a pastor, what were your thoughts about that, about your son studying and preparing for pastoral formation?
I think it's a great vocation, and if God's calling to it, I'm not going to argue with God. you recognize that going into that office, you get an even bigger target on your back than just Christian, often. That's a cross you have to bear as a parent. You realize that your son is going to be the subject of a lot of criticism from the world, and unfortunately some from the church too. You recognize that if God's calling him to it, then he's going to prepare him for it and take him through it, whatever the difficulties might be down the road.
So how have you, Kevin, how have you helped Keith in this decision to pursue the pastoral ministry?
I never really tried to nudge him one way or the other, I don't think. He expresses the desire early on, like late confirmation, post confirmation. I think he was saying, maybe I should take this route. And you wonder if it's going to stick in his mind, right, or whatever. Yeah, kids have ideas, and then they on to something else after a while. But he settled on this, and it stuck. And I think it's great. I never tried to deliberately push him towards it, nor try to warn too hard about the difficulties that lie ahead too. I think he's pretty aware of all of that. So.
Yeah, moving forward, looking ahead, how are you envisioning being able to support him through what is going to be several years of school still and entering into a vocation after that?
Keith is pretty resourceful. Thankfully, he did pretty well in school. We were able to get him some scholarships and stuff. If God's calling him to this, then he's going to provide for us and make it happen. And not just in a financial sense either. That's the first thing to always think of when you're thinking of education. There's a deeper need is the provision for the mind and the soul as you're going through the process of first college and then seminary or whatever. There's deeper needs there than just the money, and those are the needs that God is sufficient to supply.
We have just about a minute left. Keith, you've made it through 3 weeks of freshman year. What are you looking forward to most throughout the rest of your first year at Concordia University, Nebraska in the pre-seminary program?
Oh, just everything, but more the opportunity to get into good books, to read, to test, to confess the faith with all the students on campus who have different perspectives. I need to read, learn, do my best, and God will take care of the rest.
Our guests today, the Seek family, Kevin and Jennifer, thank you so much for joining us on the phone today and being our guests on the Coffee Hour.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And Keith, thank you so much for joining us from Concordia University, Nebraska. We pray that the rest of this year goes well for you.
Excellent to be here, and I'll stay in touch.
You can learn more about Set Apart to Serve by visiting lcms.org/SAS. You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.